This is Ted Kennedy. Could 1989 be the year for ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the new Congress gets underway, one of the top priorities is to end discrimination against women by making ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, part of the Constitution. The need is compelling for a constitutional guarantee against sex discrimination. Piecemeal statutory prohibitions have been tried and failed. They haven't given women the same comprehensive educational, economic, and employment opportunities available to men. The flagrant facts of sex discrimination in society are indisputable, and they won't go away, Al. Women with college degrees earn less on the average than men who never finished high school. Most working women are still clustered in occupations at the bottom of the pay scale. More women than ever are living in poverty. A constitutional amendment is the best way to change all that, Al. Let's ratify ERA and guarantee women the equal rights they deserve.
We're heading into the 1990s, Ted, and you still got your time machine stuck in the 1970s. Women today want specific legislation on the books dealing with child care, equal credit, and salary opportunities. The real agenda of American women goes much beyond the words of the Equal Rights Amendment. Women are making progress in the workplace. We have seen significant changes in family law, welfare reform, property settlements, and child support. We have seen a growing recognition of the financial status of homemakers. More women are being admitted to our military academies. The bitter fight to ratify the ERA lasted 10 years, and it failed. But we now realize the key to equal rights is not this hollow amendment. There's lots more to it than that, Ted. It's called legislating. Won't you join me? This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on child care legislation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.